All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Rinkwide Vancouver, a special off-day podcast from Nashville, where the Vancouver Canucks took a 2-1 series lead on the Predators with a 2-1 victory at Bridgestone Arena on Friday night. Hi, everybody. Jeff Patterson with you here from Music City, USA. Game 4 of this series set for Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock puck drop in Nashville, 2 p.m. Pacific. This episode of Rinkwide, a presentation of the Applewood Auto Group. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, make sure you start your search at applewood.ca. It's all good at Applewood. Well, playoff hockey takes the day off. The Nashville Marathon filling the streets of Music City on Saturday, so runners from all over the world in town to test themselves. And because of the activity in the downtown core, the Canucks and Preds are both going to hit the practice ice at Bridgestone Arena on Saturday afternoon. Bit of an oddity to see a mid-afternoon skate with an early start on Sunday, but that is the hand that the Canucks have been dealt here. Practices between games in the playoffs are often optional, so we'll see how many skaters the Canucks have on the ice. On this episode of Rinkwide, we're going to look back at Friday's 2-1 victory that has the Canucks back in front in this series. You're going to hear from Casey DeSmith, Nikita Zadorov, and Ian Cole. And we'll empty the notebook on the series so far, a strange series that hasn't seen a lot of shots or a lot of goals, especially from the Canucks, and yet they have the series lead. JT Miller, instrumental in Friday's victory. He opened the scoring with his first of the playoffs and then picked up the primary assist on Brock Besser's second period goal. Both Canuck goals coming on the power play as the team went 2-for-3 on the night. Canucks had just 3 first period shots, though, and Miller had all of them, including his goal, and all 3 of the shots came on the power play. It took the Canucks 13 minutes and 23 seconds to register their first shot on goal, Miller scoring on it, snapping one past UC Saros, and boy, what a screen Brock Besser had set up in front of that Nashville net. On the night, JT Miller accounted for 6 of the 12 shots that the Canucks had in the hockey game. The final shots were 30-12 in the Preds' favor. Vancouver held to just 3 in the first and 3 in the third period as well. And that meant Casey DeSmith was busy and strong in the Canucks' net. The backup, once again, thrust into the starter's job, picked up his first Stanley Cup playoff victory, stopping 29 of the 30 shots he faced. That included a second period blast from Colton Sissons off right wing. DeSmith got a piece of it, but not all of it, as the puck snuck past or maybe even through the Canucks' netminder, sat tantalizingly in the blue paint, before Tyler Myers swooped in and used his long reach to clear the puck away from danger. After the game, DeSmith described what he recalled about that play and the help he got from his big teammate.
Didn't see the shot. Felt it hit me, and I didn't think I had it, but I was hoping I did, and I just kind of tried to sell it that I did have it. And, you know, the fans kind of let me know I didn't. But Mizey was there for me, thank goodness. And he cleared that for me. So,
well, that was a close call for DeSmith, who made a couple of key stops in this game. A great toe save off Luke Evangelista late in the second period. And then with the Preds pouring on the pressure in the third, Nashville had a wild scramble with about a minute to go. Predators had their goalie pulled for an extra attacker. They poured it on, but they couldn't get the equalizer. Nashville had chances, including a brief 5-on-3 power play midway through the third period. Brock Besser already off for tripping, and then Nikita Zadorov saw his clearing attempt sail high over the glass. And yeah, that's a penalty every time. Put the Canucks down two men. It was hardly an ideal spot for the big defenseman to put his team in. After the game, I asked Zadorov about that feeling of seeing the puck fly into the stands, knowing the Canucks already had a man in the penalty box.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, it just rolled on me, and as soon as I like taking a slapper, I kind of took a little bit off it, but it still went over. I was just hoping it touched the glass a little bit because it was far zone. Yeah, just unlucky. Just rolled on me last second. I know, like, we focusing on the hard clears on the PK, so that's kind of what I had in my head. Yeah, when I was doing that.
Zadorov's teammates had his back and killed off the Preds' final power play of the night, penalty killing a huge part of the story on Friday. And really, through three games of this series now, the Canucks killed off all five of the Predators' power plays in Game 3, 9 minutes and 39 seconds of shorthanded time, to be precise. Ian Cole, man, he was a warrior, the veteran with the championship pedigree, leading the Canucks in shorthanded ice time, 5 minutes and 27 seconds of it on the night. So he was out there for half of the power play time that the Predators had. Cole led the team in shorthanded ice time, and he also led the team in block shots with 5, and he talked glowingly after the game about all the hard work that went in to killing off those Predators power plays.
Listen, they're a good team. They got a good power play, and a lot of low plays. They do a good job with that. Obviously, they have an up top shot threat in Josi too, so a lot of things to think about. But ultimately, see it, try to block it, find the rebound, try to block that. It's just kind of scramble mode and just instincts at that point. So just trying to help Casey out as best we can. He played awesome for us tonight. And I thought our PK was good tonight. When it matters the most, we're able to step up and get the job done, right? So really good power play. A ton of credit to those guys over there. They're really good. They got a lot of plays dialed in. The timing of their plays is really nice. So we're just trying to do the best we can to shut them down and give Casey pucks that he can see and make saves. I mean, listen, you got to block shots. It's that time of year, right? I mean, they did a really great job of that. The first two games, especially game two, they just kind of come to the territory. It shouldn't need to be, you know, explicitly stated, but it definitely needs to be done. And you saw guys doing it all night tonight. Brock had one. Teddy had a huge one at the end. It's non-negotiable at this point.
Non-negotiable. Ian Cole sounding a lot like Rick Tocchet there. As you can imagine, the coach liked the work of the penalty kill on Friday. He singled out his big defenseman. He liked the play of Casey DeSmith. And he certainly liked the fact that the power play came alive and came through for the hockey club. Going to take a look at some of the series statistics here in a sec. But first, need to tell you that Rinkwide Vancouver is brought to you in part by the Vancouver Canadiens. The boys are back at the NAD. Looking forward to getting out to the ballpark when these playoffs are over. A C's homestand wrapping up this weekend. For tickets, go to CanadiansBaseball.com. Canucks opened the scoring on Friday night. That was the first time in this series that they've got on the scoreboard first. They scored their first period goal of the series as well. And getting the lead and building on it, that was such a huge part of the fabric of the Canucks' terrific regular season record. And we hadn't seen them get out in front of the Predators except for late in the third period in game number one. But here they open the scoring midway through the first. They add to it with an early power play goal in the second. And from that point on, they were able to get their defensive structure together. Yes, the Preds got one from Luke Evangelista with just over 3 minutes to go. But the Canucks did see this game across the finish line to get the 2-1 victory and to have the 2-1 lead in the series. Looking at the series scoring leaders so far, Quinn Hughes in on both Canucks goals on Friday. The captain leads the team with 4 points so far through three games. JT Miller and Dakota Joshua each have 3 points. Joshua, the only player in this series so far to score twice. He also leads the Canucks with 15 hits. Ian Cole leads the way with 8 blocked shots. Over on the Predators side, Philip Forsberg and Jason Zucker share the team lead in scoring. They both have 3 points. Preds have had 7 different goal scorers so far. Alex Carrier and Ryan McDonough have both blocked 9 shots in the series, and Kiefer Sherwood leads all players in the series with 17 hits, and you can feel the physical force of this series ramping up. Game got a little chippy at times in Game 3, and we'll see if there is, and there probably will be, some carryover into Game number 4. Now, a couple of players that really haven't hit their stride or left their marks on this series. Well, Elias Pettersson for the Canucks. Yes, he picked up an assist on JT Miller's opener on Friday. That was his first point of the series. Pettersson with just 3 shots on goal through 3 games and really no offensive contributions to speak of at even strength so far. For Nashville, it's got to be Roman Josi. He has a single point, an assist in the series opener, so that means he's been held off the score sheet in consecutive games, which isn't an easy feat, but the Canucks clearly paying special attention to a special player. Nikita Zadorov got his second big hit of the series on Josi in the second period here on Friday. Josi a target because he's so good and because he's out there so much. He logged 30 minutes and 31 seconds of ice time in Friday's game. We always do a stat that stands out on the postgame pods. For me, the stat that stood out on Friday was the fact Josi played 12 minutes and 47 seconds of the third period, didn't leave the ice over the final 3 minutes. Guy's a workhorse, but we will see if that much ice takes any kind of toll as this series winds along. Power plays through 3 games. Canucks are now 2-for-9. That's 22.2%. Preds are 1-for-13. 7.7%. Ryan O'Reilly scoring with the man advantage in the second period of the series opener, but that is it to this point. So Nashville's had 13 power play opportunities. The Canucks have had 9, but the Canucks have scored twice, and the Preds just once with the man advantage. So we will continue to monitor special teams, so vital at this point in the playoffs, and two teams will get back at it on Sunday, and we'll see what Game 4 has in store. That is going to do it for this special off day pod. Canucks again practicing on Saturday with the early start on Sunday. Teams aren't going to hold morning skates, so it'll be closer to game time to determine whether we see any lineup changes on either side. A reminder to check out my work at CanucksArmy.com. I'm here in Nashville. I'll be at the practice on Saturday and then again at game number 4. And of course, I'm going to join Irfan Gafar live from Bridgestone Arena after Sunday's game on Rinkwide Vancouver, the post-game live stream. Hearing from lots of you about how much you're enjoying the show after every Canucks game. And I can tell you, we're having a blast bringing it to you, and we'll do so after every game as far as the Canucks go in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Chance for the Canucks to head home with a 3-1 series lead on Sunday. Not going to be easy. Nothing has been easy in this series. I think that much has been abundantly clear for anybody that's been watching or following along. I do want to take a moment to thank all of our partners. It's not possible to be out on the road without the support of sponsors. So thanks to Greta Bar, YVR, Fountain Tire, Great Clips, Four Winds Brewing, and Bet365. Our presenting sponsors, once again, are Applewood Auto Group and the Vancouver Canadiens. Game 4 goes at 4 o'clock here in Nashville, 2 p.m. back home in Vancouver. It is Sunday afternoon playoff hockey from Music City, USA. That's going to do it for this special off-day edition of Rinkwide. For our technical producer behind the scenes, Mike Rogerson, back in Vancouver, I'm Jeff Patterson here in Nashville. We'll talk to you after Game 4 on Sunday night. You've been listening to another edition of Rinkwide Vancouver.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.